Welcome to the P-Money Show,
where your host, Paulina Salazar, talks real estate.
Sounds good. Thanks, Samantha.
No problem. Is it just going to be us two?
Yeah, I think so. Tanya might chime in, but it's basically okay. all you today.
Oh, perfect.
Which I'm really excited to actually talk about because I feel like this is definitely a topic that I'm not very confident in, so I always push it on Sean.
Yeah.
I didn't even think to push it on you, really, honestly. Because
it kind of goes between both of us, to be honest.
Between you and Sean, or you and the lender?
Yeah, I mean, because here's the thing. With the lender, they are advising, you know, how they should be paying their property taxes, which I will say, if it were me as a lender and as an agent, I would always recommend to my clients to have it paid out of their impound account. Just because then that way they don't have to worry about it.
But it's just, you know, the first year, right? That they do that?
Or no, what? No. They can have it completely lumped in there that the first ongoing, it's taken out of your impound account.
Okay, wait, so, can you explain that? So the way that I understand it is, okay, you buy a house and then you have your down payment that you need to...
You have
to,
your down payment. And then you have your property taxes, and those are based... And that might be another conversation we talk about too, because there's Prop 60 and 90 now that have to do with property tax basis and transferring. Mm-hmm. So that could be another whole nother topic.
Okay.
But basically, you have your impound accounts when you purchase a home. So every month, you have your base mortgage payment plus the interest, plus taxes, plus insurance.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of people set it up.
Yeah.
And those taxes go into the impound account, and then they're paid twice a year. And that's ongoing. And I always tell people, and I could be wrong because I'm not a lender, but I always know personally every time I purchase a home, I prefer to have it that way because I don't want to have to worry about coming up with two lump sums two times a year. So coming up with the property taxes twice a year, it's included in your payment then, which ultimately is your impound account.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. So the having the impound account is really the same thing as you paying your monthly property taxes, whatever they are, divided by 12, but then it doesn't go to the actual IRS or whoever collects it.
It doesn't go to the tax board. It goes into the impound account, and then they're paid twice a year, and that's how they're paid out.
Oh, okay. Okay. But they have
the same thing with your insurance too.
They have the option to pay it in lump sum, or they could do it this way, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So like if some people will go, you know what? I just want to keep my payment low and they just want to pay their property tax twice a year themselves. They can absolutely do that. I just think as a normal consumer, like when you're budgeting and you're looking at your mortgage payment every month, if you know, like you just got that, you know, that amount every month and it's already taken care of, I just think it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about anything else. Now, sometimes impound accounts, so the impound account basically is where the property tax goes. It's basically like a savings account almost. So where your homeowner's insurance, your property tax, all of that is in there. So every now and then you will have a shortage, so they may adjust your mortgage payment. I've seen that happen too, where they're like, hey, you know, you kind of have a shortage. It could be, there could be a reassessment each year, like home values continue to go up, things like that. There could be a bit of a reassessment. Or it could be like, let's say your homeowner's insurance, I've had mine go up before. So what I'll do is I'll just shop around then and find the best rate and then change it.
Okay.
Now, as far as property tax goes, so that's the impound account. And a lot of people mix that up with impound, escrow, and you can get a refund out of your impound account when you sell your house. It just depends upon how much money is left in there. But there's usually not that much. And Sean could probably touch on that another day as well.
Okay. Is there a fee for this impound account?
No.
It's just...
There's not a fee for it.
But it's something the lender does, right? He's the one that puts this together?
Exactly.
Are there lenders that don't do this?
I'm not sure that would be a question for Sean.
Okay.
Because every lender I've dealt with, I've just automatically had an impound account. Because like I said, I'm out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And then as far as property tax goes, so they are paid twice a year. And property taxes do show up on a title report. So if people are not paying, and that's where, you know, people can get in trouble and get property tax liens that they're not getting caught up on their property taxes. And so that's why I say, like, have that impound account. Like I said, out of sight, out of mind, then you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
So God,
that makes much more sense now. I've always just like, that's, I mean, even for me, and I'm a realtor, you know, for X amount of years, but it's just like, it is kind of confusing with all this lingo. Cause I'm like, okay, impound account, I know that is, but I didn't know that that's how it worked. So
yep.
Now here's my other part of my confusion though. So the closing costs include like 1 year of taxes?
No. So closing costs do not include 1 year. It's basically prorated from the time. So it's due, your property taxes, and let me pull it up just to be double check. Cause I know they're due December 10th and they're also due. Let me pull up a prelim just to double check. Because I don't want to screw up the dates on it. So property taxes are due April 10th and December 10th each year. So depending upon when you buy, basically that's how they calculate that property tax during that time. So let's say you buy in September, you're going to be responsible for property taxes September to December. And they prorate it essentially.
Oh, but okay. So then you would only pay, your closing costs would only have 2 months in there.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the other aspect too, so here's what's happening is the market's been so insane. So anyone who sold this year, they're like, you know, I'm still getting these property tax bills on a property I no longer own. And the problem with that, what's happening is the tax assessor's backlogged about 9 months.
Oh my gosh.
And the property tax bills just hit the ground the last 2 weeks. So I'm getting a million phone calls with people saying, you know, are we responsible for this? We sold our house 6 months ago. Why am I receiving this property tax bill? What's going on? So people are freaking out about it. So what that means is basically the tax assessor has not caught up to the new owners yet. So what we're telling everyone is if you receive that tax bill, send it back to escrow, and escrow will then forward it off to the new owner.
Okay.
Because let's say they don't live in the property, the escrow officer will have the forwarding address.
Okay.
So currently, if someone's receiving a tax bill on a property that they already sold, they don't owe those property taxes. They've been paid, and they're paid up to date based on your closing. So what happens is then like I said, you send it back to escrow and they send it off to the new owner.
Okay.
But here's the other thing that a lot of people don't realize. Let's say you close escrow December 11th and property taxes were due on December 10th. You still owe them. Doesn't matter that it was one day or anything like that. You still owe them. I've had that happen where people freak out and they're like, well, they were just due yesterday. Well, you closed escrow yesterday and technically you were still the owner then. So you still owe them. So I've seen that happen as well too.
Yeah, because it's from April the year before to December, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So that can happen. The other thing that people will get is a supplemental tax bill.
Yeah, which is different.
Which is not your property tax. So when you're a new homeowner, all of a sudden you get hit with a supplemental tax bill, and that does not come out of an impound account. You are responsible for that.
Yeah, so my understanding with that and the way I explain that to my clients is, it's basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the difference of when the seller bought it versus what the assessed value was versus what it is today, but then multiply the difference by a crazy calculation, which is like,
that is correct. Yeah. Now, that is correct.
What's the definition in, like, if you were to dumb it down, of an assessed value versus like the purchase price? Like, what's the difference?
I mean, what they'll do on the assessed value, I mean, a lot of times what you could do, they look at the assessed value, they base it off of, like, they can look at an appraiser and things like that. because right now, like the assessed values versus what they're actually getting them, the assessor is pulling, like they can pull comps and look at them and things like that. And that's where they get their assessed value. It's based off of what they think, not off of what the actual sales price was.
Oh,
so
okay.
Back in the day, we used to be able to like lower those bills to say, hey, listen, like here's the comps in the area. This is the real assessed value.
Okay.
Like back in, I'd say like 2010, you could do that. Right now, you definitely cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Since home values are so high.
So who was
the other?
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to ask, who assesses the house?
So the tax assessor, they are the ones who assess it, essentially. Okay. And I always default when it comes to taxes, the tax assessor is end all be all. Like I don't give any tax advice or anything when it comes to property taxes. I always say, you know, you need to call a tax assessor, especially when you're transferring, like you're adding people to title and things like that. It can trigger a reassessment at any time. So I had, for instance, I had a lender of mine who owned the property and then put it into his trust, took it out of his trust, which you're okay putting in your trust and taking out of your trust because technically no ownership has changed. It's still the same owner as long as you're associated with the trust. But he added his fiance. And they went back and looked at when he added her and reassessed it then because it's technically a form of new ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I always tell people just be careful because they can reassess you. Same thing with like right now we see a lot of like, and I'm sure you've come across it, where you'll pull the tax records on a house and it'll say it's a 3-bedroom, 3-bath. And then when you go look at it, it's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath. And a lot of their tax records are incorrect. People have done additions or they just were not recorded properly. And I always tell everyone, don't go back to the tax assessor until you're actually in escrow and that new owner takes ownership because they could reassess that seller then because your value is technically more if it's a 4-bedroom versus a 3-bedroom.
What happens, like, why is it bad for him to go back out and value it higher?
Because if they came back and said they valued it higher versus what the tax assessor's been saying, it's a 3-bedroom and it's technically a 4-bedroom, what they'll do is they'll go back and they'll try and figure out when it became a 4-bedroom or when they took ownership, and they can reassess for those years the difference in value. They have their own calculations, and they can calculate the difference between the value of a 3-bedroom versus a 4-bedroom and reassess them.
Oh my gosh. I need to so that's be careful with my house.
That's why I always tell everyone, you know, if that comes up when you're opening escrow or something, obviously when you get the appraisal done and the new owner comes in, the new owner is being reassessed anyways. So then I would bring it to the tax assessor then when you become the new owner and say, hey, listen, this is actually a 4-bedroom.
Because
mm-hmm. Then they obviously are already going through a reassessment because you don't want that to come back to the sellers.
Can you kind of explain, like, how is the relationship between, I guess, like, if I'm refinancing and I don't want mm-hmm. to raise, like, a red flag because I know I have, like, unpermitted work done, you know? Like, how are they related versus an appraiser?
When you're refinancing, you're not going to get reassessed because you're not changing ownership.
Okay, I see.
So you're going to keep the same tax basis because you are the same owner. Ownership is not changing. However, when it comes to like additions and permits and things like that, they will, you know, obviously they will update them and that'll be a supplemental bill. So, okay. And so then they'll change your tax basis and that'll be a supplemental bill for you then okay. versus like when you're a buyer and you get a supplemental bill. Anytime you take out, let's say you add a pool, you can get and you get the permits for it. You can get a supplemental bill for that because obviously it's higher value now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they'll do it.
Okay.
So there's so many different variables. And like I said, even another topic would be Prop 6090 that was passed earlier this year with property taxes and keeping your tax basis once you reach a certain age. Because a lot of people like that are 55 and up, like they've owned their homes for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they'll do is they can then keep, what they do is they sell their current property and let's say they bought their property a long time ago, they can keep that same tax basis as long as, and there's some guidelines, as long as they're buying something within the same value, they can keep, and it's a certain amount, they can keep that same tax basis. But
oh, wow.
It has to be owner occupied.
Has it happened where they grandfather in the house also? Is that what, I know a lot of, I have not a lot, but it has happened where I'll read the, you know, the instructions I'm showing a house or whatever, and they'll, mm-hmm. that's like a pitch. It's like low, you know, taxes, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, there are some homes that have that, and they have that designation. In San Diego, there's only a few of them, but they do have that designation where they do have lower taxes and they are grandfathered in.
What's Prop 6990? What is that? Like, is that, what are the requirements? Do you know off the top of your head?
I have a printout on it. And if you want, we can do another segment on it. So I can go over a different situation.
Okay, cool.
Because the big thing too is like passing it on to like your property tax basis onto, like your kids and things like that, because let's say you inherit property.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously you want to keep the same tax basis as well.
Yeah.
So that could be another one as well, 'cause it's pretty lengthy.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Okay. So do you think that the tax assessor, or do you know, is running the same formula/numbers as an appraiser would? They're just obviously assigned by a different party.
That's hard for me to say because I don't work at the tax assessor, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I could get, what we could do too is on some future calls, I do have a couple of different guest speakers and I have one from the tax assessor.
Yeah, that would be
so
really cool.
I can see if I can get them on to kind of do like a Q&A.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should definitely do that.
And then
I have one on like ADUs as well too. I have a lady that knows everything about ADUs.
Okay. Let's do that, please. That'd be really
good. Yeah, no problem.
My last question for you is, do property taxes increase?
Depends upon the situation. I mean, they can increase at any time based on different situations.
I guess, because it's based off of what? Like in San Diego, it's like 1.2, right?
Yeah, which California in general has the lowest property tax rate of any state right now.
Really?
Yes. I mean, a lot of people are like fleeing California for other reasons, but we have the lowest property taxes.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, some of the states, it's insane how much they are.
Okay.
As long as you own the property, there shouldn't really be a reason for them to increase. I've seen them increase a little bit here and there, but nothing drastically. There's not, once you purchase your property, it's from the time you take ownership.
Okay.
Unless something changes. Like I said, you can get a supplemental because you added an addition or you added a pool or something like that. But like if you're refinancing or anything like that, your tax base is going to stay the same because you're still the owner.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But I meant like, I guess like in California in general, have you heard through history, like has it ever, I mean, I
not
guess,
that I've seen since I've been entitled, mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen them all of a sudden increase property tax now.
I mean, it kind of would make sense that ours is so low because we're so expensive. You know, it's like,
exactly.
Yeah, it's 1%, but of like a million versus like
right.
Indiana or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you look at Texas, like, I mean, it's insane what the property taxes are out there.
Wow.
Absolutely insane. Because I mean, it's all, like I always say, it's all relative. Like, you know, we have state income tax. Other states don't have state income tax, but our property tax really offsets all of that
mm-hmm.
for what we pay.
Hmm, good to know. Well,
yeah.
Good talk, Samantha. Thank you so much. That was honestly very, very helpful.
Yeah, no problem at all. And like I said, I can try and get some of those guest speakers too.
Okay, yeah, let's do that next time. I would love that.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the P Money Show.
For more information, follow @PaulinaSellsSanDiego.